694-2144. We'll give you a tour of our facility so you can see the family atmosphere between our staff and residents, which makes the Holt Senior Care and Rehab Center a home away from home. When the hospital asks where you want your loved one to go for rehab, make the smart call and tell them the Holt Senior Care and Rehab Center. Call 694-2144.
Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. You can join us online. You can listen live or you can catch podcast segments later at 1320WILS.com. Check us out on Facebook, The Jack and Tom Show, or on Twitter, Jack and Tom 1320. Tom, it's amazing the people you see at games sometimes. You're roaming around or you're walking around the sidelines or even after the game. Khalifa Bafaris, my friend, is running up and down the sidelines and nearly ran into me last night. Here he's reffing the game. And then after the game, I see Chris Patrick and his dad, Philip. And I'm thinking, what in the world's going on here? What are they doing at a Lansing Catholic game? And then I realize, of course, Jim Ahern, legendary coach at Ithaca.
Did he come out of retirement? How did that work out?
Yeah, he'd gone to Florida. We're going to talk with Jim about that when he gets up. He stays up till about 3:30. I can't imagine these guys who stay up that late.
Yeah, really.
And he's going to be joining us a little bit later in the show. But, he left the area and then came back. But you watch what the same system that he installed, everything that's going on at Ithaca now. If they don't score 50, people are questioning the game plan up there.
Yeah.
Of course, they've got a great quarterback and everything else, too. But we want to bring in our guest, Chris Patrick. And he is one of the top linemen produced in mid-Michigan over the last decade, certainly. A member of the Lansing State Journal All-Decade Team, went on to Nebraska. Starred there, and then he's been in NFL camps, now with the San Francisco 49ers, recovering, rehabilitating on IR. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm good, Jack. How are you?
Well, just fine. Great to see you last night. First of all, tell me something about Jim Ahern.
Well, you're not going to meet too many more high school coaches dedicated, that's for sure. He's really committed to winning, and then not only winning, but also the kids doing well in the classroom. I heard last night, I don't know if this is his role, but Lansing Catholic's role. I guess the kids at Lansing Catholic, the parents were telling us that they can't play if they have D's. And that was something new to me.
New concept, huh, Chris?
But, obviously you're not going to meet too many high school coaches that are more committed than he is. And, obviously in his first year there, I don't know what they were like before he got there, but his first year there, they made the playoffs. And this year, they're rolling pretty good now.
Does he ever yell? Did he yell at you? I don't think I've ever heard the guy really raise his voice.
No, he's not, he doesn't get too emotional on the sidelines. You know, he'll get upset when he sees stuff that he doesn't like, obviously. I mean, any coach would, but he's always been like that. You know, when I hear about Coach Osborne and some of the coaches, Andy Reid, he didn't get like that either. He kind of reminds me, he's pretty stoic on the sideline. And so he kind of reminds me of, he's very confident, very sure of himself when he's coaching. I mean, obviously, he has a lot of experience.
Well, Chris, this is Tom. You know, to your point about Jim Ahern, I mean, this guy, when he took over Lansing Catholic, and Jack, correct me if I'm wrong on this, I mean, this Lansing Catholic program had been down for a while and hadn't won. And so it probably doesn't surprise you that he comes in here and it's an instant fix almost thing. All of a sudden they're winning. They're winning close games and they're winning big-time games against quality opponents.
Yeah, last night, I mean, I'm using, you know, I saw it. I have seen a few games, against St. Louis, and those are blowouts. But, it's a tougher league down there in Lansing. And the thing with this system is you don't need big, athletic, strong offensive linemen for it. Because in that system, the quarterback, he catches the ball, a shotgun, and they get rid of it. You know, the linemen, they just pretty much need to get the hands on their guys. And it's a system where you don't need the size. You take advantage of your speed, and you put your best athletes at the slot receiver positions, at the running back positions, and most importantly, the quarterback positions. And that's a system you can come in and you know, pretty much win with right away. I mean, there's a lot of misdirection. There's a lot of different reads. I mean, what it is it's the old single-wing offense, and you mix in a spread passing attack, and it really gets your really gets the ball in your best athlete's hands, and it creates mismatches and disadvantages for the defense.
There are a lot of terrific high school coaches, Tom, more good than bad, obviously, in this area, but two that really stand out as far as innovators, and you look at it and you say, you know, if you're just looking at the chess match, they win almost every game, and that's Rob Zimmerman.
I knew that one.
Jim Ahern.
I knew that those two names were coming.
Just would drive me daffy if I was a defensive coordinator trying to stop this stuff.
Pressure they put on defenses.
Right. He had a fake punt last night. I think it was 4th and 6 from his own 21. What are the odds of that working? And the beauty of it was Portland expected it. They didn't even have anybody back to return the kick.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And they still converted the first down. So, you know, he obviously has a lot of ideas. We're talking with Chris Patrick, former Ithaca High star, Nebraska Cornhusker, and now with the San Francisco 49ers on injury rehab. Chris, want to talk a little bit about Nebraska coming into the Big Ten and your reaction. Did you know this was coming? And what does this mean for the Big Ten and for the Huskers?
Well, it was kind of something I didn't really see. I didn't really expect, you know, I mean, when Nebraska always, you know, it was the Big A, and, you know, then it became the Big 12 with the Texas schools. But for me personally, you know, if I'm in Michigan, I mean, it's better because, you know, they're going to be playing at Michigan, Michigan State every year. But it would definitely take, you know, a little bit to get used to. But I think personally, from my standpoint, when they come in, I don't think they're going to have any issues. I mean, it will overall be more competitive, but you know, in the Big 12, we were used to seeing more spread offenses, more speed, and we always, you know, they always had to prepare for those aspects of the game. But, you know, and not just for football too. You know, they're a very good track school. They're very good. You know, they have a good baseball program. I mean, basketball, they're trying to pick that up a little bit. You know, they won't be able to compete with Michigan State right off the bat in basketball. But, you know, I obviously I like it. And you know, I think they're going to come in and they'll be, you know, the top 3 or 4 teams in the league, you know, right off the bat.
Chris, what was your experience like at Nebraska? I mean, did you ever have any second guesses on that decision? I mean, you went a long ways away from Ithaca. What went into that? What went into that decision? And kind of give us a feel for how that went for you.
Well, I mean, at first, yeah, when I went on my official visit out there, I mean, Michigan State, my brother was at Michigan State at the time, and they're going through coaching turnover after Bobby Williams got fired. And, you know, it's kind of like at first it was kind of a long shot. And, you know, I was getting recruited real heavily by Purdue. And so, you know, my mom is from South Dakota, so I kind of had some family a few hours away in that region. But, you know, Nebraska is always a place that intrigued me. You know, I always thought of them, you know, as, you know, like a school that, you know, produced, you know, like a school that kids came there from small high schools, and then they had success, you know, after I read their media guide. And I went out there, and I remember on the flight out there, me and my brother were on the flight. We were the only two on the flight.
The only two on the plane.
That's the only time. Yeah, is something.
Private jet for Chris Patrick.
They asked one of you to be the co-pilot or what?
Amazing. And I remember going, it was January when I went out there, and I remember going, flying over endless miles of cornfields and snow, and I'm like, man, this is so far away. And I went out there, and I ended up meeting the players, and they're real down-to-earth guys. You know, they came from small high schools like me, and then all these guys were, you know, came from similar backgrounds from me. So, you know, I wouldn't have done anything different. I love the way things happened there, and you know, I just had a great experience when I was out there.
Some of the things that I love about Iowa, Tom, I love about Nebraska.
Cornfields?
My 3 trips. No, not the cornfields. The people. I think they are salt of the earth. And I want to tell you, I've been in over 100 stadiums. I've never been in a stadium where the visitors are treated better.
Well, don't they applaud? Don't they have this obligatory, they give them a standing ovation?
But it's not phone. I mean, it's
you
think, well, here come the Lions. You know, they're going to get mauled by the Lions. That's not what it is. They really appreciate the fact that teams come in there and, you know, they treat them with respect, I think. So they're known for that. Our guest, Chris Patrick, former Ithaca star, University of Nebraska lineman, and now with the San Francisco 49ers. Chris, in terms of the coaches at Nebraska, can you tell us something about Bo Pelini, who nearly became Michigan State's head coach when Mark D'Antonio was hired? And give us one Tom Osborne story.
Oh, man. Coach Pelini, well, he was there. He actually helped recruit me. He was there my true freshman year. And then when Coach Solich got fired, he coached the bowl game, and we actually beat Michigan State that year.
Right.
And he ended up not getting hired. And then Coach Callahan came in. He brought in his staff, and those were my coaches. And that was actually decent. That was actually decent for me because, you know, they moved me to offensive line, and, you know, I ended up starting and doing well there. But as far as a Coach Osborne story, I think obviously when the first time I was out there, and then this is, you know, I'd go out there after my rookie year. I played with Green Bay. The first time I met him, you know, I was just walking down the hallway. And, you know, you always hear about them, all these stories, you know, the national championships, and they're so good in the 90s. And I was just walking down the hall. I just got done working out one day. And I'm walking right by, you know, the weight room, and, you know, he stops and shakes hands. He's like, hey, you know, Chris Patrick, right? And I'm like, yeah, how you doing, Mr. Osborne? And, oh, he's doing great. He's like, yeah, you know, I watched you play here. You know, you're a good player. And he's like, I appreciate everything you've done. And, you know, he was a guy, you know, he didn't even coach, or he wasn't even around. He was in politics.
Right.
And, you know, I was pretty impressed by that, just the way he handled himself. And, you know, he knew who I was, you know, right off the bat. So, you know, that's pretty, you know, a cool experience for me.
Whether you liked his politics or not, you had to appreciate one thing about Tom Osborne as a congressman, Tom. He took that job so seriously.
Well, yeah, just like coach. And how many, when you think of Tom Osborne as a coach,
yeah,
was there anybody had any ill feelings towards him?
I don't
you
think
know,
so.
Like the, you know what? You
he
know,
even went for two to try to beat Miami,
yeah,
when, you know,
oh,
he could have,
yeah,
just sure, kicked the point.
Exactly.
But
back before overtime was in play. Yeah.
One of the most sincere guys and very, very, very smart. So very interesting stuff. I want to ask you very quickly here, Chris, about where you are now. We know you're here rehabbing. And what's the future with the 49ers?
Well, I mean, you know, I was doing well. They activated me to the 53-man roster in October of, of last year. And I was playing well. I was doing well. And, I tore my labrum and front rear of the labrum, my left shoulder. And then I was actually playing for Spartan out there too. I was with Jay Ucalric, and then Jimmy Ray was the offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And we would talk about Michigan State a little bit. But you know, I'm on injury reserve for the whole year. Once they put you on that, you're out. And then I'm just, you know, trying to, you know, do my rehab. I'm doing it at Alchemist. You know, I'm glad I'm ahead of schedule where I'm at. So I'm just, you know, working real hard. You know, this actually, you know, 9 years of real competitive football. This is the first time I've ever missed any time. And so that's kind of a new adjustment for me. But, you know, I just got to stay focused and come back strong. And we'll see where it goes next year. I'm still with the 49ers next year. And so just keep working hard and see where everything goes.
Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning, and it was great to see you last night. And, of course, your brother used to be my next door neighbor.
Say hi to Joe for us, if you would, Chris.
I will do.
Yeah.
All right, Chris. We'll talk to you soon. Chris Patrick.
Talk to you guys later.
Yeah, he is a tremendous lineman.
Yeah.
He looks like
I remember him. He was cut, man. I can imagine how big he is now.
And they're talking about Joe's kid. He's 2 years old.
Uh-huh.
He's 40-some pounds, and people look at him and like, this is, you know, this baby, where'd he come from?
That doesn't surprise me.
We'll be right back. We're going to have our prep roundtable coming up next. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.
Hi, Jack Ebling here for the Lansing area and you.